treated for cancer. He was joined by Queen Camilla and other members of the royal family at the event. These well-wishers say they're pleased he appeared well.
It's his first public appearance, so wasn't sure if he'd be, you know, how far he'd be walking or whatever, but he looked good.
It was very significant that the King would want to be at church anyway, but particularly this year, and it was so nice that there were so many people that had turned out to be able to come and see him.
Meanwhile, the Pope's once again called for a ceasefire in Gaza during Easter Sunday Mass in St. Peter's Square. It's understood talks between Israel and Hamas are resuming in Egypt today to secure the release of hostages. Rishi Sunak's seat could be under threat at the next election, according to a new poll. It suggests the Tories will retain fewer than 100 MPs in England and be wiped out in Scotland and Wales. The Servation survey of 15,000 people also predicts the Home Secretary, Defence Secretary and Commons leader could be ousted. Sasha O'Sullivan from Politico Europe explains why she thinks the party is facing a crisis.
There is this kind of widespread sense of it's been so chaotic, there's been so much instability. You know, the last couple of by-elections, a lot of the conversations that Conservative campaigners were having to hear on doorsteps was, well, you keep changing prime ministers all the time, so how can we trust you?
Unions warn that teachers are facing a mental health emergency as increasing numbers turn to alcohol and antidepressants to deal with stress. The NASUWT is debating a motion which calls for suicide prevention training. In sport, Celtic are heading back to the top of the Scottish Premiership. They've just defeated Livingston 3-0. Well, it's a big day in the Premier League getting underway with second place Liverpool hosting Brighton at Anfield. That's before leaders Arsenal go to defending champions Manchester City. That's the latest. I'm Charlie Max.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Hello, hello everyone. Vicky Michelle here with some more Vic's Mix on Phoenix. And I'm joined by the fabulous Tony Smith. He's keeping it secret again.
I'm still here.
He's still there. And he's going to be twiddling the flashing knobs. How are you, Tony?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. I'm good.
Oh, good. And he's bought me a lovely bunny Easter egg.
Yes, I've got a nice egg as well for you.
Oh, bless. And happy Easter, everyone. But let's start with a fabulous Aretha Franklin number. This is Respect.
Just a little.
That was Respect by the fabulous Aretha Franklin. And I'm playing it because it would have been her birthday on the 25th. And Respect became an anthem for both the feminist and civil rights movements, empowering individuals to demand respect and equality. Quite right too, Tony.
Yeah, absolutely.
I tell Tony every week, you've got to respect me. He takes no notice. Okay, let's play an Elton John number. This is Saturday Night's All Right. Saturday Night's All Right by Elton John, 1973. And I'm playing it because it was Elton John's birthday on the 25th. And this record was inspired by a riot that Elton John witnessed during a performance at the Fillmore East in New York City. So he wrote the song, infusing the song with energy and the chaos of the event. It's a great song, isn't it, Tony?
Yes.
And you were saying it doesn't get played so much.
No, not really. I mean, a lot of Elton John songs. There's so many Elton John songs. Yeah. This one doesn't normally come into the mix when you play an Elton song, but it's a great song, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And who did he co-write this with, Tony?
Yeah, Bernie Taupin. It was his long-term songwriter, wasn't
it? He was. I mean, that was a brilliant...
From way back then.
Brilliant double act.
Oh, yeah.
Some amazing records.
Yeah. Okay. Hit machine, wasn't it?
Really? Yeah, couldn't go wrong. He has got a fantastic voice, though, Elton.
Yeah, still has.
Yeah, unbelievable. So, should we play a Spandau Ballet number? This is Gold.
Sorry that the chairs are all worn. I left them here, I could have sworn. These are my salad days, slowly being eaten away. Just another play for today. Oh, but I'm proud of you, but I'm proud of you. Nothing left to make me feel small. Partners in crime. It's only 2 years ago, the man with the suit and the face, he knew that he was there on the case. Now he's in love with you, he's in love with you. My love is like a high prison wall, and you could leave me standing so
was Gold, Spandau Ballet, and I'm playing it for Steve Norman, the sax player, and his birthday was on the 25th. It was released in 1983, and Gold by Spandau was inspired by the band's desire for success and recognition in the music industry. And I bet, I know Martin and I know Tony, and They're just like really, really lovely people. And you've met Tony, haven't you?
Yeah, he's fantastic. He really
is fantastic. He's such a nice bloke. And you were telling me about his son.
Yeah, we was at the Brentwood Festival, and they have a charity that goes with the festival each year, and one of the charities was Blessama, which is limbless veterans. So they had a lot of veterans, and the people from the forces were down, and I was talking to one chap, and he knew Tony's son, but he was saying that he was telling the story that he was come down to go on stage and chat about the charity, and he said that he spoke to, I think it was Thomas, his son. Mm-hmm. He said he spoke to Tom. He goes, "Oh, my dad's going to that, do a bit of singing," and because he didn't put the name Hadley with Tony, because it was just Thomas Hadley. If someone said that, he wouldn't think it, would you?
Oh, no.
And he said, "Oh, who's your dad?" He went, "Tony Hadley." He's like, "Oh, yeah." Huh. And it was a really, really good story. And he came up, and we'd done the stage with all the people telling their different stories, which was great. Everyone went quiet in the whole festival while they spoke, which was great as well. And then a bit later on, I was talking to Tony B. I told him the story. He was laughing and was a bit backstage. And he was just chatting, walking around, talking to everyone.
Yeah. He's such a nice person. Yeah. He was on one of my charities. That charity's not there. But then met him recently at a Cancer for Children charity, and he was singing. And he came over to say hello. But, you know, he's just got an amazing voice. Mm. Beautiful voice. But I love it when he carries the red wine around.
Yeah, you know,
it's just like part of him.
And he does some great covers of George Michael songs.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Really, really great
just
singer.
So talented. Spandau Ballet. Brilliant. Okay, shall we play a Stevie Wonder now?
Oh, yeah, why not?
This is Superstition. Superstition by Stevie Wonder, 1972. And I'm playing it for Nathan Watts, his sax player's birthday, which was on the 25th. You cannot not dance to that. I mean, Tony was really busted some moves there. You can't not dance to that.
Yeah, it's
you?
The intro, isn't it?
It's
the way it goes.
It's just brilliant. It's so good. But it features a distinctive clavinet riff. But you didn't know I knew that.
No.
The clavinet riff that was initially intended for Jeff Beck, but Wonder decided to keep it for himself after recording a demo.
It's good.
Yeah. Jeff Beck was not happy. No, I'm sure he didn't mind. What should we play? Well, it's Easter. So we've got to play a chicken song, right, Tony?
Well, I suppose so, yes.
Okay, so you ready to dance again?
Yes, unfortunately, yes.
Okay, this is the Funky Chicken, Rufus Thomas. Do the Funky Chicken, Rufus Thomas, 1969. What a brilliant record that is.
Yeah, I've heard it for ages. Brilliant.
Oh, especially we were doing the chicken all around the studio. We were doing the arms and everything.
Yeah, I was all right sitting down. It's when I got up, it got a bit harder.
we had one leg up. Yeah. They were fantastic sounds they made with the instruments.
Yeah, it was pretty good, wasn't it?
And even just, yeah, it was good. I'm out of breath now.
We're knackered.
And I'm playing it for because it would have been Rufus Thomas's birthday on the 26th, and it was a huge dance craze, this, and it was his only chart hit in Great Britain.
Yes, mad, isn't it?
Yeah, because I love Rufus Thomas. He had great records. But there you go. But the Funky Chicken, I mean, that's good. Walking the Dog,
Yeah,
that's another really good one. Yeah. Anyway, I think we should come together on the next one, shall we? This is Come Together, Aerosmith. Was Come Together by Aerosmith, 1978. And Come Together, they covered it for the movie Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, but they added their own rock flair to the Beatles classic, creating a version that became a big hit in its own right. I mean, that's a great version of it, isn't it?
Yeah, brilliant.
Really
brilliant.
Good. And I'm playing it for the lead singer, Steve Tyler's birthday. And talking about coming together, guess what I recorded this week?
The weather thing.
No, yeah, that was on. We could talk about that. No, but I that was on, yeah, last night. We could talk about that later, but no.
Yeah.
So I came together with, I did the Alan Titchmarsh show.
Oh, yes.
Yes, that was really, really good. And it was brilliant because Harry Redknapp was on, who I know, and he's with one of my charities.
Yeah.
And then I met Marion Keyes, who's a brilliant Irish writer, and she wrote Grown Ups. And it's really weird because I was thinking about Harry Redknapp, thought I haven't seen him for a while, and then he's on the show. And then I was thinking, and then my sister gave me this book to read called Grown Ups, and it's by that writer. And so I met her, and she was just gorgeous. And she just came on and she went, "Oh, Jess," she said, "I can't believe it. You're a legend." Like this, and I'm thinking, wow. She said, "Me mother loves you. And oh my goodness, I can't believe I'm meeting you." And I went, "Oh, thank you so much." You know, like thinking they love hello, hello in Ireland.
Yeah.
And she went, Sally O'Brien. So I did the commercial out there. So it was, she was there. And that was really weird that, you know, that people know me so well from that.
Yeah.
You know, right? Well, in Ireland they do. She was lovely. Great writer. She writes about a mad Irish family, which is, yeah, sounds a bit like my family. We've got a bit of Irish. Mad.
At least I didn't have to blur out his trousers again.
Oh, yes. Well, yeah, that was, yes. Because he was on the news, because he said when we were recording it, so it's going out on April the 14th, and it should be fun. But he said he was going straight after the show to talk about it on the news, which was it Korea?
Yeah, North Korea, I think.
He said, "I'm really huge in North Korea." Because I think I was talking to him and saying, "Oh, you know, Hello, Hello sold all over the world, you know, like sort of 80 countries and everything." And he said, "Well, actually, I'm huge in North Korea." He said, but the big news story was that they had to blank out his trousers.
Kind of blurred it out.
Blurred his trousers because they were jeans and you're not allowed to wear jeans.
And the weird thing is, when you see the picture, he's sitting. And he's blurred out. So you kind of think something else has happened. And so you then have to read the story to wonder, oh, what was
that about?
Only to find out it's because he was wearing jeans. And they don't like him out there. Too Western. That's what it was.
I know. Just great stories when you meet up with people. Who would have thought that? And North Korea, great. Alan Titchmarsh in North Korea, brilliant.
Unless you're wearing jeans.
Yeah, just don't wear jeans, Alan. Okay, let's play Wake Up Everybody by Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes.
Just let it be. No, 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 no. The world won't
Body by Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. I'm playing it for Teddy Pendergrass, the singer. It would have been his birthday on the 26th. And it was released during a pivotal moment in American history, serving as a rallying cry for social change and empowerment. It's a great song. And Tony was just saying how good this band is, like Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. And what was the song that you said?
The Love I Lost. It was remixed by Sybil, done a version with, of the original song. It's brilliant. It's a great dance hit as well.
Yeah.
They had a couple of great songs. They had a load of great songs. I think they made 3 or 4 albums.
And where are you tonight? Playing lots of records?
Yeah, so I'm all these great songs we're playing and all these great voices, we're going to be doing karaoke, so it'll be nothing like that. It'll be all the great songs, but sung by people who are enjoying Easter Sunday after lots of festive spirits.
But you do some of it, don't you?
I will be doing the Elvis-y bits.
Well, yeah. I won't for the money.
I'll start off. I've got, I'm wearing my
I'm gonna come outfit to one of your gigs and we'll do an Elvis off.
Yes, definitely. I'm wearing leopard-skinned trousers tonight.
So what's new?
Yeah, it's a usual attire for Sunday night, actually.
Exactly. And
no
day.
James there.
Okay, let's play a Jessie J number. This is Bang Bang.
Queen Nikki dominant, prominent. It's me, Jessie and Ari. If they test me, they sorry. Riders up like a Harley, then pull off in this Ferrari. If he hanging, we banging. Phone ringing, he slanging. It ain't karaoke night, but get the mic, cause I'm singing. G to the A, to the N to the G. B to the A, to the N to the G. Hey.
Was Bang Bang by Jessie J, 2014, playing it for her birthday, which was on the 27th. And Bang Bang was featuring Ariana Grande and Nicki Minaj and was originally intended for another artist, but Jessie J loved the demo so much she decided to keep it for herself and invited the other two artists to feature on the track. Very wise move, that. And you've met Jessie J, haven't you?
Nearly met her, yeah. She was at the Brentwood, the Brentwood Festival, and I didn't get to introduce her on stage because she didn't want to be introduced. And then after she'd done her set, which was really good, she had her own little private party. And behind the stage, we normally have like areas for parties, and normally all the people go there. But her one was private. No one was to go in. Huh. But I gate crashed it at the end when there was no one there.
Yeah, and what did you take?
I stole a beer and a spicy roll. A Chinese spicy roll.
I mean, she's from Romford as well, isn't she?
Wickford, yeah. I thought it was. But
oh, Wickford, yeah.
Yeah, I think
Wickford.
So, yeah.
And basically, Tony, she wouldn't talk to you, is that?
No, she wouldn't talk to me. She was dating Tate Moneer at the time, and there was rumours are that he may have been coming over, but apparently he didn't, so...
And that was the end of that?
No, didn't. I see her from the side of the stage.
She's spoken to you.
She's really tall as well.
Oh, is she?
Well, it's not hard. I'm really short, so everyone's really tall in my world.
Keep patting you on the head.
Yeah, she walked past, all slap like Benny Hill.
Benny Hill, that's exactly what I was thinking of. Okay. Oh, I can't get that out of my mind.
If I walk really fast around a car park, people chase me.
That's
it.
Okay. Let's play a status quo number. This is Rocking All Over the World.
Oh, we're going crazy.
That was Rocking All Over the World by Status Quo. We were doing it, weren't we, Tom? We were doing the arms.
We were.
It was 2014. And, no, it wasn't. It was 1977.
Just a little bit out.
Yeah, just slightly. It's like I'm only 35. And I'm playing it because it was Andy Brown, the keyboard player's birthday on the 27th. And on the 29th, Matt Letts, the drummer. And Status Quo's cover of Rockin' All Over the World was recorded in just one take, capturing the raw energy and spontaneity of their live performances. Their live performance, I mean, they bang out everywhere. Mm. And I remember meeting them on a track, I think it was their 25th anniversary party, when it was either Pontins or Butlins. And I met them all, and they were just great. And then they took me under their wing, and so I was invited to all of their shows after that. And I just couldn't believe the energy and, you know, the amount of people packed out to see them. But then they give a really good show, don't they?
Yeah, the back catalogue is massive as well. And they're all songs you can sing.
Yeah.
You know, it's a festival wonder, isn't it? Because you're going to go on and, you know, sometimes it's just like to come to an end and then Status Quo come up and they literally do rock it all over the world.
Yeah, they lift it and they've got loads and loads of speakers.
Yes.
Hundreds.
Yes. Hundreds. Big sound system.
Big sound system. And you met Francis, didn't you?
Yeah, he was here at the Brentford Festival. I was chatting to him backstage. He's a lovely fella. Yeah. And they have two great big coaches. They come in and they pull up in and they've got their own sound people. It's fantastic.
They're just lovely people. They're really friendly and everything, aren't they?
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
And
Francis,
it's like,
lovely.
You know, because you say that some people you meet and you think you expect them to be friendly and they're not. Who else was on with Jesse J?
We've had loads here. Bob Geldof was talking about earlier on. He was he wasn't very friendly at all. Didn't come out of his changing room.
Why?
I didn't want to speak to anyone. That was
that's mean. Then you had who else was there that was talking to everyone?
Yeah, most of them do. Billy Ocean, he was backstage. We had Tony Hadley he literally chatted to everyone, and not just quickly. Just sit there and have a long conversation with them.
Maybe Bob Geldof's shy.
Yeah, perhaps so. That's it. What happened?
They walked out of his performance.
Yeah, they walked out. He made a bit of a joke about he was dressed all in nice clothes and no one else was because this was Essex. And it made...
Oh, that did not go down.
No. And people booed him a little bit. Then a lot of people walked off. He was the last act on the Sunday night. So that made the Sun national newspaper as well. And and then he left. He didn't like Mondays anyway.
I didn't like Essex. I like that Monday. So that was good, Tony. Sorry, I missed that. Let's play a Mariah Carey number. This is Hero. That was Hero, Mariah Carey, 1993, and I'm playing it for her birthday, which was on the 27th, and it was written as a tribute to everyday heroes in our lives, including teachers, parents, and first responders, and has become one of her most beloved and enduring hits. And I am playing this today, Anthony, for a hero that helped me save a little dove. So this is what happened. Do you want to know what happened?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, all of a sudden, we can hear this squeaking, and we've got a big willow tree. It's really tall, and there's a dove caught by some, like, looked like mesh or something, couldn't really see, and it was just hanging and just flapping and spinning and spinning and flapping, and we're going, oh, got to get it down, got to get... But it's too high up, you know, and even... I tried to get up the ladder so far, but I couldn't reach it. So now it's panic. Okay, we can't just leave it there,
no.
You know, and this is like forever. And I must admit that, you know, it'd been there for about half an hour. I was ringing everyone. I thought, who can get up there? So I went, so I'm ringing all my sisters. I'm going, who do we know? So what about tree fellas? Yes, yeah, they've got high ones. Right, trying to ring the ones that do the trees. Couldn't get in touch with them. Then window cleaners. Do we know any window cleaners? Where's my sister's, you know, Mark? She has a window cleaner. Couldn't get in touch with him. And then I went, fire brigade. That's it. And I was ringing all of the, you know, PDSA, RSPCA. But they don't open until like 10 o'clock.
A bit mad.
And this is like 8 o'clock in the morning. And you're thinking, I can't get hold of anyone. And this poor little dove is hanging there and it's panicking. And so I thought, right. So I rang one of them I got through to eventually, and she said, I said, what about the fire brigade? She said, well, they won't come out for a bird. And I went, why not? And I understand that, you know, because they've got to save people. So I thought, well, I'll go in to the fire brigade place.
March in there like
yeah,
you
I did. So I went in, I went, hello, because I had a fire recently. And it was them that came up. And I was hoping someone would recognise me so that they would help. So I went in, and this guy was just going, I said, excuse me, do you work here? And he went, yes, yeah. I said, I had a fire in my... And he went, I know, I attended it. I went, oh, that's good. I said, well, I wonder if you could help me. I've got a dove, and it's hanging from this willow, and it's too high up. And he said, we can't. He said, unless the RSPCA called them out, they can't. And I said, okay, how about... I go up the tree and get stuck. Would you come then? And they said, yes, we probably would. But meanwhile, we found another number, and I've rung this chap out of the blue. And he's a cleaning services. What was it? It was, and his name was Aidan, and it's Beyond Reach Cleaning Services. So this guy does not know me.
Right.
And I went, are you in the area? So he said, well, he said, he said, yeah. He said, I'm just working down the road at the moment. I said, okay, well, could you come round and just give me a quote as well? Because I thought, I've got to get him round. And while you're at it, have you got a long ladder? Because there's this little dove and it's stuck up my tree. And he went, I'll come round right away. And he came round, bless him, and he got up this huge tree. We had to get these really heavy things up. Got up the tree, and he was trying, and he had to cut it off. So then we had to get scissors, and you know, and he was trying to cut the thing off. And he managed to get it free. I was holding him and everything. Tried to put him down on the ground, the little dove, but then he couldn't walk or anything. So we took him to, I think, South West Essex. Wildlife Hospital.
Yes, hospital, yep.
And we took him there, and they looked after him, and they're making him better. And she rings me, and she says he's all right, but all his little tail feathers came up, so he's got to wait for a while. And it was quite a baby one as well. So they're looking after him. But I wanted to give a big shout-out to Aidan, the hero. And I even said, could I give you a drink, you know, for coming out? No, I can't take any money for this because, it's something I would do. I said, no, please take something. He would not take any money.
I kind of keep looking at the computer to see if you played Shake a Tail Feather after this song.
Oh, that'd be good. Do you know that's what my... Okay, that's what my daughter wants when we do the Tina Turner one.
Yeah.
We've got to play that later.
Later.
Yeah, that'd be good. Feather. Shake a Tail Feather. You are good, Tony. You're very quick. You know? But anyway, hero. Shout out for Aidan. You are a hero. Okay, what am I going to play out next? Okay, let's do a Black Eyed Peas. Let's get it started, Tony.
Let's get it started. In here.
And the bass keeps running, running, and running. running, running,
and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and
in this context, there's no disrespect. So when I bust my rhyme, you break your neck. We got 5 minutes for us to disconnect from all intellect and let the rhythm affect. Or inhibition, follow your intuition, free your inner soul and break away from tradition. Cause when we be out, girl, it's pulling me out. You wouldn't believe how we wow shit out. Burn it till it's burned out, turn it till it's turned out. Act up from Northwest East style. Everybody, yeah. Everybody, yeah. Let's get into it. Yeah. Get stoned,
come on.
Get it started,
come on.
Get it started,
yeah.
Get it started.
Let's get it started.
Ha.
Let's get it started
in here.
Let's get it started.
Ha.
Let's get it started.
Control a body and soul. Don't move too fast, people just take it slow. Don't get ahead, just jump into it. Y'all hear about it? The P's will do it. Get started, get stupid. Don't worry about it, people will walk you through it step by step like an infant new kid. Inch by inch with a new solution. Transmit hits with no delusion. The feeling's irresistible and that's how we move it.
Everybody,
yeah.
Everybody,
yeah.
Let's get into it.
Yeah.